This is KUT. School vouchers and school finance reform, the two main education priorities for many lawmakers and lobbyists heading into the 2017 legislative session. KUT's Kate McGee tells us we can expect a battle over both issues.
The divide over how Texas should educate its 5.3 million public school students is clear when talking to two public policy groups, the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities and the right-leaning Texas Public Policy Foundation. The CPPP says lawmakers should focus on the state's school finance system by putting more money into it and making sure that money is fairly distributed. The group's Chandra Villanueva says in 2017, she expects some attempts at a complete overhaul, while some lawmakers instead offer ideas for smaller tweaks.
We give 20% more funding to economically disadvantaged students and 10% more funding to English language learners. So we'll probably see some bills that adjust those weights.
But not everyone sees school finance as the way to improve public education.
It has not been our biggest priority. I think it's something that we will closely follow. We will closely monitor.
That's Stephanie Matthews with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. TPPF is focused on creating options for parents besides their local public school, like school vouchers.
There are so many ways that we as Texans can be proactive in innovating for creative ways to allow children access to different educational opportunities and certainly to access opportunities that are best fit for them.
Villanueva with CPPP expects the main school voucher bill to focus on an education tax program, which gives parents money to spend on private school tuition, tutoring, or other education-related costs.
Usually we'll see one that targets special education students. Sometimes they target economically disadvantaged kids.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says vouchers are a top priority for 2017. He and the senators passed a voucher program in 2015, but over in the House, the Senate bill never even made it to the floor for a vote. Villanueva speculates that's because the House members have closer ties to their communities, and much of those communities are rural.
And when you look into these rural areas, there's not a whole lot of educational choice options. You don't see a lot of private schools, things like that. And also the schools are sometimes, you know, the main employer, and they're the heart of these communities. So a lot of, I think, the House members really kind of see Texas in a little different way.
So the House isn't a fan of vouchers, and Villanueva says the Senate doesn't care much for large-scale school finance reform, especially if it means spending more money. That's why CPPP is pushing for some kind of cost study, either public or private, to really see how much it costs to educate a child today. The legislative session begins January 10th, 2017. Kate McGee, KUT News.